When our mental awareness thinks I or me, which it's doing all the time, through perceiving either our body or mind, so perceiving either our body or mind, we think I, me, all day long. We mistakenly perceive our body or mind to be ourself. So we believe that there is a self within our body and mind. This isn't correct. This is a hallucination, because neither our body or our mind is ourself. This is a hallucination, and because of this, when our body is sick, so our body is not ourself. We're hallucinating that it is. When our body is sick, we say, I am sick. When our body is old, we think, I am old. When our mind experiences suffering or pain, we think, I am suffering, or I am in pain. So all these beliefs are hallucinations. Because of this hallucination, we experience suffering and problems throughout our life and in life after life without end. So please don't worry, it's a deep teaching and we're going to come to it later, but for now we just get a rough understanding that our gross minds hallucinate. They're hallucinating things. They're hallucinating a self that does not exist, and they're hallucinating the suffering of that self. So if we can learn about our mind, we can learn about the different levels of mind, we can stop these hallucinations. If we stop the hallucinations, because we're believing everything that's appearing to be true, Buddha's explaining to us that just because something appears to exist in a certain way does not mean it exists in that way. So because of this hallucination, we experience suffering and problems throughout our life and in life after life without end. Because remember, our mind's not going to cease. Suffering isn't just going to run out. So for as long as we're our mind is hallucinating, that hallucination will continue life after life after life, producing suffering in every life. Therefore, how wonderful that we're meeting the explanation to teach us about how the mind is the creator of all and how to make that mind a wisdom mind that is free from all hallucination. So Geshe-la says, this is our normal, painful situation. So if you really wanted to know where is all the suffering in my life coming from, this is the explanation. Even if we don't deeply understand it, this is Buddha's explanation. This is our normal, painful situation, not just for us, but for everyone. Then, what are we to do? We're to make a decision. I'm going to stop this hallucination. I'm going to stop my mind hallucinating. Understanding this, we should develop renunciation, the sincere wish to liberate ourselves permanently from this hallucination. Of course, because if all our suffering is coming from this mistaken way of believing things, how things exist, we want to liberate ourselves from this mistake. So Geshe-la says, we should develop the sincere wish to liberate ourselves permanently from this hallucination and see things as they really are, by realizing the true nature of things, the emptiness of all phenomena.